Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in, and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! Arsenal is getting ready to play against West Ham United, but some key players might not be able to join. Makawai. Coach Mikel Arteta says players like Gabriel Jesus and Bukayo Saka might not be fit enough to play. Now, even though Saka is recovering well, others like Thomas Partey and Oleksandr Zinchenko might miss out due to injuries. But there's hope, as defender Takehiro Tomiyasu could be back in action, and fans are waiting anxiously for more updates before the big game. Arsenal is at a crossroads as midfielder Jorginho's contract expiration looms. The player's stellar performance has sparked debate over whether to extend his stay. However, with rising interest in Martin Zubimendi as a potential replacement, the club faces a tough decision. While Jorginho brings experience and leadership, Zubimendi offers youth and promise. So Arsenal must weigh their options carefully to secure the best fit for their midfield lineup. Who should Arsenal prioritize? The seasoned veteran Jorginho or the up-and-coming talent Martin Zubimendi? Tom Phoebe, a football analyst, sheds light on Kai Havertz's role at Arsenal. Despite criticism for his goal-scoring record, Tom sees potential in Kai's ability to create chances for his teammates and disrupt opponents' defences, as seen in a recent match against Liverpool. You say if you watch him now, but you know watch him. Tom suggests that under manager Mikel Arteta's guidance, Kai could thrive, much like Granit Xhaka did. Now, could Kai Havertz be the key to Arsenal's success this season? Is there a potential that we could win the Premier League and he could play a big, big role in that? Let me know what you think. Now, Mikel Arteta has defended the team's recent joyful reactions after beating Liverpool last week, pointing out the support and positive feedback being received. His remarks come amid talks about adding blue cards and improving VAR in the sport. This blue card matter, how they come? So, football, as we know, is a sport that demands discipline, respect, and fair play. However, players sometimes engage in behaviors that are not in keeping with the spirit of the game. Therefore, the International Football Association Board, IFAB, has introduced a new addition to the sport's disciplinary system. It is called the Blue Card. Now, this card is designed to address specific misconduct on the field, which the IFAB has described as the cancer that kills football. When a player receives a blue card from the referee, it's a penalty for their actions. The player must leave the pitch and enter a sin bin for 10 minutes. This is interesting, though, because it'd be like, wait till we do what we play monkey post. We have this thing we have this Saturday morning games we used to play called monkey post. I know some people say they play their own. I was playing for a while until things went down south with where we play. We used to play this 3v3, 3-on-3 competition, no goalies, just three outfield players. And each set lasts about 10 minutes if there isn't a sudden death goal. So it's a goal that finishes each match. And if there's no goal within the 10 minutes, then both teams have to exit for the next set to come in. And this thing has referees. And if a player is found to have engaged in cynical behavior, especially a rough tackle, he'll be asked to stand outside for about a minute or two, usually at the referee's discretion. So I'm wondering whether IFAB has been watching monkey post, whether I can bring this guy will come inside. Anyway, the player must leave the pitch and enter a sin bin for 10 minutes. During this time, the team is forced to play with one player fewer. Blue cards are typically issued for acts of dissent and cynical tackles. While the exact consequences of accumulating blue cards are not yet fully clarified, it is speculated that they will count in a similar way to yellow cards in terms of disciplinary action. Now, this means that accumulating blue cards will result in a player being sent off if combined with other yellow or blue cards. The introduction of blue cards is scheduled after the 2024 European Championships, with plans to feature them in various tournaments for the 2024-25 season. The introduction of this new disciplinary measure is expected to have a positive impact on football, ensuring that players respect the spirit of the game and fair play. Arsenal star Leandro Trossard is doing very well, very well. In fact, he's scoring or assisting almost every 99 minutes, which is really outrageous. Outrageously good, I mean. Only two famous Arsenal players, Thierry Henry and Robin Van Persie, have actually done better. So even though Trossard hasn't been playing as frequently as some of us would love to see him do, he's still making a big difference whenever he does. So we'll keep an eye on him and hope he keeps improving. And let's see what happens against West Ham United. Get ready for an epic clash in the Premier League as West Ham prepares to face off against Arsenal this weekend. The showdown is scheduled for Sunday, February 11th at 3 p.m. local time at the London Stadium. The weather forecast, a cool 10 degrees Celsius. According to the stats, Arsenal is looking strong with a 61.4% chance of coming out on top, while West Ham trails behind with a 16.6% probability of winning. Arsenal fans, are you confident in your team's chances? Will they seize the victory or will West Ham pull off an upset? Don't miss out on the action. Mark your calendars, stay tuned for updates, and we would love to get your feedback right after the match. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!